Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day on this Monday. It's been a good day.
Yeah.
Good day.
Monday, new week. Baby. These are not my closing remarks. But
what are they?
I do want to say something about this beefing.
Oh, yeah. With the rappers?
The rappers, the R&B singers, Chris comedians. Look, man. Why is it that it's always us that's beefing?
True.
I'm not getting into that. I'm not getting into no comedy beef because you then took your little small-minded self and sat down somewhere and decided to make up a bunch of stories about a bunch of people to talk about the position they in when clearly it's a position you not in. And I'm just sitting there wondering what's the purpose of it. It just serves no purpose, man. Now, rap. I guess hip-hop kind of has, you know, a history of it, you know, beefing, rap battles and stuff where it used to be just wholesome. Even now, you see on YouTube, they have, like, some rap battles and stuff.
Yeah, diss
You know, wilding out. You know what I mean? Wilding out is a fun way to do it. You know, a fun way, you know, to diss and stuff. It's all done in good nature and everything like that. I ain't got no problem with none of that. But if when you take it too far and it turns violent, it don't make no sense.
No.
I don't care what you think of my joke or jokes. We're not finna fight about this joke.
What are we fighting about?
Bro, we really not. Mm-mm. You know. Mm-mm. And see, the beefing with comedy was very, very simple. Back in the day, when comedy was comedy, and you were out there touring, and someone started doing your set, or your joke, and that was the way you earned a living, and you were currently on tour with that same set of jokes, that would create a problem because, you know, you come into town after this person, and they done your show, and now you on stage doing your show, and people come. I had it happen to me at Mac's Famous Bar down in Daytona Beach. I was on stage performing. It was a Thursday, Friday, Saturday gig, and I'm doing my show. And the waitress came up to me and said, "That's just a shame that you would do his whole act. He was just here."
Excuse me?
"Who?" And she told me the comedian's name. And we was friends. So I called him. There wasn't no cell phones. I got him, called his house. And finally, he got back to me a couple days later. I said, "Hey, man, this lady said that I was doing your show." He said, "Man, and you was here the week before." He said, "Man, my apologies. You know, I was the opening act, and the headliner didn't come. And so they asked me to headline. I didn't have enough time, so I did your show."
Damn.
What?
Just like that?
And he told me. He did my show. It was nothing I could do at that point. So I said, "Hey, man, just do me one favor. Call the club owner and tell the club owner this is my set." Because they sitting up in here, man, thinking I done stole your whole act. Because you was just there the week before me as the opening act. And you did so good with my set, they let you close the rest of the week. So I've been on the receiving end of it. Now, back then, it was a lot more detrimental because that was the only way I was making a living. But this bringing up stuff from the past, of a person did your joke, and then you're not really telling the whole truth about it, that don't make no sense, man. That don't make no sense. And the sad thing about it is, we're the only ones who do it. We are the only rappers that's beefing. We the only singers that's beefing. We the only comedians that's beefing. I just don't understand it. We got to be careful, man. Just stop it. Stop it. Junior, what you got?
Well, I got to ask you about this, Uncle, now, because I, you know, did you feel like now in comedy that there's nobody teaching comedy no more, the business of it and how we supposed to behave on the road, how we supposed to act? you know, there's no more teachers.
Well, it's just what has happened, man, is, and I'm not blaming hip-hop, but it's kind of a hip-hop culture, you know, this beef thing. So now you got comedians who acting like they battle rappers, when comedy is not that. Comedy is you walk out on stage, you make the audience laugh, have a good time for the money they spent, and they go home and remember your jokes and tell them again, or can't wait to see you again. You on stage dogging another act out. That, what is that about? It makes no sense. Man, do your show. Nobody wants to pay a ticket to hear you complain and gripe. People pay their money to come to a comedy show to hear a set and laugh and enjoy themselves. If you on stage venting, carrying out a vendetta on that, blasting somebody else, man, ain't nobody paying no money for that. That's just going to be. And I wish we would. And there are still some cats out there that's doing great work. Earthquake. This boy Country Wayne that I saw his special this weekend. This boy Country Wayne, man, what a hell of a special that I watched, man. Congratulations, young homie. That was a bad special. And all I saw, this dude was doing skits on YouTube. I thought that's all he did. And he parlayed it into a Netflix special. And I thought that boy Country Wayne, that one of the best specials I've seen. Dion Cole, Charlene's Baby Boy, one of the great specials. Tommy's still out there doing it at a level that you're supposed to do it at. Kia doing it at a level you're supposed to do it at. Go out there and make people laugh, have a good-ass time, man. Dave Chappelle, you know, he been crossing that line, but that's some funny-ass lines he be crossing. You feel how you want to see it. Kevin Hart out there. There's some boys out there that, man, that's really, really still doing it the right way. You know, Sid, DL, still out there, Lopez. Yeah. It's a lot of cats. I'm leaving off a lot of people, but it's some cats. But congratulations, Country Wayne, no matter. If y'all ain't seen this special, go on Netflix and watch it. Those are my closing remarks today. See y'all tomorrow. Hey, y'all, listen to this. Talk to God today. He would absolutely love to hear from you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.